Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Jude. Jude is the next to the last book in the New Testament, right before the book of the Revelation, so it's quite easy to find. And it's only one chapter. And so I would like to read with you verses 1 through 4 of the book of Jude, where the Word of God says, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." That's the Epistle of Jude, verses 1 through 4. And what a passage of Scripture this is. Because what we see is that Jude had the desire to write about the greatness of our common salvation. But the Spirit of God led him otherwise through inspiration that he should write concerning earnestly contending for the faith. Why? Simply because of the fact that there were those coming in to the church among the believers teaching false doctrine. And it amazes me that only 30-some years after the ascension of Jesus Christ back into heaven, that false doctrine was being taught by people, and many people who were a part of the body of Christ through faith in Jesus Christ and a part of local churches were being led astray by false doctrine. And so Jude was writing a book to warn the Christians in that day, as well as to warn you and me today, to make certain that we don't get caught up in false doctrine. False doctrine is taught by, as Jude says in verse 4, certain people who are crept in unawares, who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and deny the Lord Jesus Christ. And beloved, there are many false teachers just like that in the world around us today. I want to warn you today, don't get involved with everything that is called Christian, because there are many people teaching doctrine out there that is false doctrine, and it's not according to truth. Therefore, if we are going to earnestly contend for the faith, we must know the tenets of the faith. We must know the truth of God, and we must teach the truth of God, and we must live the truth of God so that we ourselves can earnestly contend for the faith and stand for the truth of God. I would encourage you to make certain that you study your Bible consistently, that you understand good, sound doctrine, that you know the truth, teach the truth, and live the truth of God, so that when false doctrine comes along, you can detect it and run from it and stand for God's truth. Because there are many people today who are going the way of error in that they don't know God's truth. So, beloved, earnestly contend for the faith. Father, I thank you for giving us the book of Jude. And it is my prayer that each one of us who know you through faith in Christ will study your word so that we can know your truth, teach your truth, live your truth, and glorify you by maintaining your truth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.